or you're okay with racism. And in either case, you're a fucking asshole. Look, anything goes well with a blowjob.
So you're saying this Adolf Hitler guy was a little unstable? It'd
be a good segment if I was lesbian.
Hello and welcome. We are back. It is episode 144 of the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Beckner. Very stoked to have you join the program. As always, I let you know how to reach out. We had a big show last week. If you have not checked it out, we did it. We went off the board. We went away from our regular sports and pop culture content to a very special episode where we interviewed Hollywood actor Jason Stewart about his fantastic career. So you should check that out. It's called Inside the Actor's Studio. Check that out. And if you want to respond, you can do so via email, mailbag@theballerlifestyle.com. You can leave us a voicemail, 949-464-TBLS is the voicemail line. I implore you to go to our Facebook page and like it. Stay up to date with what we're up to there, The Baller Lifestyle Podcast on Facebook. And of course, as always, I tell you to go to iTunes and review the show. Rate and review the show there. That helps us get noticed. And all of you lovers out there who've contributed via Patreon, you guys are heroes to us all. I happened to spend a little time with probably our angel investor on Patreon, the great walk-off HBP. He is a great guy and a fantastic contributor to the podcast. So we appreciate that. We appreciate everybody that contributes to the show. Patreon.com/theballerlifestyle. Reach out to us there. Become a patron, please. Joining me now, as always, Ed Daly. Ed, how are you?
Well, we try not to do a political show. That's not where we're at. And I understand there are a lot of different viewpoints. I think mine are pretty clear. So I'm gonna try to be as delicate and diplomatic as possible. But I just want to go on record that if you voted for Donald Trump, you're either a fucking asshole or a fucking moron. Like, there's no in between. The guy ran a campaign based on hate for a year, and now we see, you know, people like the KKK, which who had even heard of them in the last 25 years? They're celebrating.
Didn't realize they were still
celebrating.
A thing.
The Kurt Schilling celebrating, you know, advocating we burn journalists like before he thought Trump would win. Alex Jones, the alt-right trolls who are just flat out racist. This fucking white supremacist that he's putting into charge of his staff, like it's just. The worst people have been empowered because this guy ran a fucking hate campaign. And you either voted for him because you're a racist or you're okay with racism. And in either case, you're a fucking asshole. And there's not like this isn't political opinion. I mean, I hated a guy like Scalia, but I understand some people would like the, you know, more conservative guy. But this isn't about this. This is a fucking hate preacher for a fucking year who's emboldened people. You see hate crimes up, swastikas everywhere. Like, I was at the New York City Marathon a week ago, and there's a dude in the like full Trump regalia with the flag, and he's just screaming at a fucking person on the sidewalk in a hijab, like screaming things that you would think that wouldn't happen in New York City. New York City's not a perfect place, but like. It's, you know, it's a diverse enough place. You know, people are just not concerned with other people in that way. And it's there. Everybody feels empowered to be fucking hateful assholes. So fuck you if you're a hateful asshole or if you're looking the other way because you're voting for your wallet or something. Like this was about turning down a fucking asshole who preached hate, and fuck you for voting for him.
I agree. I agree 100%. The thing is that Ed, and you know me, I'm not, I'm all for blowing up the system. Like, the two-party system is detrimental to the United States. It is fucked. I've always hated it. I have sort of views that aren't represented by either party. Some views are represented by one side. Some views are represented by the other side. There's just no one that's more disillusioned with the two-party system than I am. But you picked the wrong fucking horse. Like, you can't just because somebody's a quote unquote outsider. And meanwhile, all he's doing is picking the most fucking inside.
Right. Newt Gingrich. Yes,
like, the worst of the worst.
What would outsiders? Yeah. Like, just, he's picking the people that the Republican Party are like, all right, we're done with these shitheads. Yeah. And then they just licked Trump's ass for the past year because this was their Hail Mary. Guys like Giuliani. Like, just guys that were discarded, and like, they're like, well, I'm just going to hitch my wagon to Trump and see what happens. Nobody likes these guys. And now they're his inner circle. So it's the most insider thing. And then, you know, if you're in a swing state, I get it. I'm with you with the third party. But like, first of all, the third party candidates were Gary Johnson, who's like essentially a slow adult who doesn't really understand how the world works. And Jill Stein, who's an anti-vaxxer.
Exactly.
So you're voting for fucking Jenny McCarthy. Crazy people. So if you wanted to make a statement because you want to, you know, they got to get a certain amount of votes, you do that in California, you do it in New York, you do it in New Jersey, where you know the outcome. You do it in Texas, for that matter, where the outcome was already going to happen. You don't do it in fucking Florida and Pennsylvania. Like, you have to defeat the fucking evil piece of shit. You have to do that.
It's just such a non-starter to me. Like, it's, if you endorse a racist and voting for a candidate is an endorsement of that person's views, then you are a racist.
Right. You're looking the other way and you say, well, I don't hate black people, but you know, because I'm a white male, I'm willing to take this. Right. Like, this is no good. It's no good. And you know, for the disillusioned people that Washington has failed you and like, you know, the Joe Sixpack, like Donald Trump, the fucking rich guy who started his life with $14 million from his dad, which is the equivalent of $100 million today. Like, he's all of a sudden going to look out for Joe Sixpack, and he's promising to get, you know, jobs back. Like, he's not going to get anybody's jobs back. And what, are you going to go make iPhones for $8 a day? No.
Oh, no. He's already backtracked on all that. He had no plan. It was just so obvious to everyone. And
right. It was pandering. And it's like, and he's going to be out to lunch, but that inner circle is going to be running it. And those guys are fucking terrible. Yeah.
And you have to lay this at the feet of the people that voted for Trump. But at the same rate, if the Democrats had put up literally any other candidate, we would not be having this conversation.
I mean, I like Bernie. You know, I really wish Biden could have run, but like it wasn't about, I didn't like Clinton. Like, you know, for whatever reason, she just didn't work. But I didn't, you know, I didn't get, it was just that I didn't really like her. Like, the email shit was stupid, overblown and all that. But this was not about Clinton. No. This was about endorsing or rejecting a fucking guy who is now empowered assholes and, like, you know, and has white supremacists in his inner circle. Like, that this had to be rejected. And because it didn't, fuck you. And, you know, we can talk about, you know, people are trying for the signing petitions to get the Electoral College. Like, none of that's going to work.
Of course not.
And when people say, oh, we got to give him a chance or something, like, we don't have a say anyway. It's over. Yeah. Like, when people would say, you know, Obama's not my president. Yeah, he was. And Trump is our president.
He won the election.
And it shows that a lot of Americans are fucking assholes. But, like, I got stuck with presidents I didn't like in my lifetime. Like, he's our president. Yeah. But, like, the Electoral College is never going to go away for bullshit reasons. But it's just, you know, it's the game, and it was played better or played worse by certain parties. But, like, Fuck anyone who voted for that dude, because you are okay with racists, which makes you a racist.
Agreed. Concur. Fuck him. Okay. We actually have some people have reached out about this, by the way, but let's jump into the email.
Okay.
First, this is a comment on last week's show. This is a comment on the website. You know how when you hear someone's voice on the radio and you get an image in your mind of what they look like? And then when you see their picture or meet them in person, they look nothing like you had imagined. Jason Stewart looks exactly as I figured. That's from Adam, your sugar lad. Though, remember when you were a kid, like seeing a.
Oh, yeah. When you'd see the DJ on the billboard or something, you're like, whoa. Yes. And they were always disappointing. I remember the first time when I heard Stern saying, I'll be on Letterman tonight. Like, I got the VCR, and the next morning before school, I watched it. I was like, oh my God, that's Howard Stern? Like,
it's so crazy. And now you don't have that with social media and the internet. Now you know what everyone looks like. But I remember being very shocked by seeing how sad a few of the DJs I looked up to as a kid.
When you were a kid and you'd see like, oh, I wonder what those Morning Zoo guys that seem so cool on the air when you're like 7 or 8, and it's like, nope. Not one of them
fat,
was cool.
Bald, not one. Look like shit.
Like enjoy the free donuts at the station. Just real miserable looking people.
Okay, here's another one. Hello, coaches. Need your advice. I am concerned that while I did not vote for DJ Trump, I will most likely be prejudged as someone who did. And while I don't drive an 18-wheeler, wear a ball cap to work, or parade around in Duck Dynasty gear, I do fit the basic profile. 50-plus-year-old white male residing in suburban Pennsylvania. I'm anticipating some uncomfortable, tense interactions in the next, hopefully only, 4 years, particularly with the younger generation, who I, for the most part, support opinions of, respect, and get along with. Listener/Patreon contributor of your podcast. This guy's shown his bona fides. Short of starting every conversation with, I didn't vote for him, is there anything I can do to make things less easy, assuming these are people who already don't dislike me anyway? Not sure if I'm being overly sensitive / selfish here, and this is no big deal considering the plight of others, or should I be concerned? Please advise. That's from Len in PA, team current episode, team every episode, formerly team Friday Facts RIP. Len, this is a hard situation to be in, right, Ed?
Yeah, well, I think I watched Samantha Bee's show like yesterday. I was watching, and I'm paraphrasing her, but she was saying, considering all Muslims are roped in with terrorists, white dudes are wearing this fucking ugly crown. Like, we're, you know, the good thing for you is you're a white guy, so life has pretty much always been good, and it's promised to be good for white guys in the Trump era. But, we're just going to have to wear it. I mean, on the weekend, if you have a Run DMC shirt or something, wear it. But, like, there's really, and I guess subconsciously, when I was listening to you read it, I think in the last week I've worn a Tupac shirt, an Eazy-E shirt, and a Run DMC shirt. So maybe I'm trying to just show that that I'm not a white supremacist. But I don't know. White guys are assholes, and and everybody knows white guys are assholes now. So it's unavoidable.
Yeah.
That's our ugly crown.
It's kind of like when you're grocery shopping and you see another black guy and you're like, hey, you want to make eye contact and smile, let him know you're one of the good ones. You know, it's like, hey, no, I'm not like the other ones. I'm a good guy. I'm over here loving everybody. I hate those other guys. I'm not a regular white guy.
It's weird. I don't ever seek approval of random white guys, but shit, I do want, like, you know, I want an encouraging nod or something or what.
Yeah, I'm cool.
I don't know. I'm very needy with people that I want approval of, like,
totally.
That. I don't give a shit about.
I know what's up. Well, since I'm a quarter Guatemalan, should I start like repping the gear, like the Mayan Indian patterns and. You know, like the black guys in the 90s that would wear like the kufi,
the dashiki,
yeah, like all that. Like, should I do a similar? Yeah,
go full
to let
go ham, yeah. Go ham, just go all
to let
out
my Latino brothers and sisters know that I'm down with the cause, that I don't want to truck them out of the country.
That's a good move, because you know what I am?
Yeah,
I'm white, Irish with a touch of German,
right. but you live in Jersey, so you're good.
Yeah, I mean, everyone in the New York area hates Trump, so right. I don't think I get roped in so much. But yeah, in Pennsylvania, a swing state, like, Len, sorry, buddy, you're wearing this
one. Should kind of be a tell, because this Hillary Clinton, she was a carpetbagger to New York. New York is fucking Trump's town. Like should be a favorite son of the tri-state area.
They know him the best.
Usually you run for election, you got your fucking home state locked down. The other candidate doesn't even go there. And this guy couldn't get a sniff. That's the only place he couldn't get some traction.
Yeah, that was like, was it Mondale? Just took a bath in his own state?
Mondale, like I think only, he lost 49 of 50 states. He won Minnesota.
Yeah, Minnesota.
Yeah. Okay, here's another one. Guys, this is the worst week in American history. That's right. My family has forced me to go to a Renaissance festival yet again.
Oh, no.
I don't know how you can explain this to your children. The main question that goes through my mind is, how can an entire industry survive that is run by and targeted to people who couldn't handle the rigorous standards of community theater? That's great.
That is an amazing line.
I had the misfortune to spend a portion of a day at a Renaissance fair when I was younger, and it was fucking awful. I cannot imagine.
What was the reason for being there? Like, how did it play out? Because I've never understood how people wound up there.
I didn't know what it was. And these guys that were like friends of my friend were like, oh, you got to go check it out. Everybody drinks beers and it's really cool. And I didn't really like grasp the concept. I'd never heard of it before. I didn't know what a Renaissance fest. I didn't get it. And I went there, and as soon as I walked in, like, people were dressed up in costumes and they're like, hello, m'lady. And like, dost thou reckon a flagon of mead? And I'm like, what the fuck is happening? Get me out of here. I wanted to leave immediately.
I did, after Cable Guy, I did intentionally get drunk and go to Medieval Times. But that was, I was kind of enjoying that because we were just being out loud, yelling at the Red Knight.
Well, yes. But Medieval Times, everyone different. Seems like they're in on the joke. Like, right. And plus, it's a place you take a kid. But the Renaissance Festival, that's, people have bought in. Like, they're renting costumes.
They're living the dream. Yes. When I was visiting my buddy, he went to Gettysburg University. Yeah.
Is that a real thing? That sounds like a made up college.
Good school. Maybe it's Gettysburg College.
No, I believe you.
Either university or college, but anyway, it's a good school. But I went to visit him in college, and like the next morning, I went to McDonald's, and I'm in line with Confederate and Union soldiers, like getting their food
reenactors
before the big day, and I was like, oh my God. Like, I probably didn't have an erection for like 3 weeks after that. It was just such a depressing sight.
The reenactors are the best.
Reenactors. But that's, Renaissance people are essentially that, right? They're reenactors.
Yeah, but they're not even, I don't even think there's any historical context. It reminds me of the Key and Peele reenactors sketch. If you haven't seen it, go check that out. Okay, this email continues. Anyway, here's the most enlightened part of your week. It's time for Daily's Choice. Hit it.
Yes.
Daily's Choice. It's the choice I make. Daily's Choice. Watch me shiver while you shake.
Now I'm totally going to have that stuck in my head. Okay, round one, Ed.
Yeah, that stays in my head for like a day.
Totally. Okay.
Just over and over.
3 week ago, game show host callback round. Pat Sajak versus Chuck Woolery.
Well, Woolery looks like he's got like a pound of weed, 9-inch dong. He's so comfortable. He looks very comfortable with himself, with his surroundings. Like, you don't act that way if you've got a
He's always got that big ass Rolex on. Like, he's really styles his watch.
He's very comfortable. I was always a fan of Woolery's game. Sajak, on the other hand, I think he realizes at all times that he's on an embarrassing game show, like that only old, crummy, dumb people watch that show. And so I just think he's trying too hard, and seeing his tiny dick would just be another sad fact about him. So I'm definitely going Woolery.
Okay. Interesting. That's a tough call. I probably would go Woolery over Sajak as well.
Because if Sajak's packing, I think that would make me sadder.
Yeah, you want to be especially sad. I've just Googled Pat Sajak's net worth, and I think this number is low. What? Take a guess as to what you think.
I mean, he's been at this like 30 years now,
it's,
right?
And it's for years has been the number one syndicated show in the country in that block of time, the 7 o'clock or 7:30.
Is he worth 50?
Pretty close. It says here 45 million, but it also says that he pulls 12 a year. And if he's been pulling 12 a year for that many years.
Just for like, right. I mean, I'm sure until the year 1990, he was nowhere close to that.
That's probably true.
But he was doing fine. But like, if he's making that kind of money now, he's been making that kind of money probably for a decade.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if it was closer to 100 million in property and everything else. Crazy.
I feel like I've seen him as on social media. He's kind of a turd.
He is, but so is Woolery. Woolery's worse. They're both Trump supporters, I'm sure. Yeah, Woolery's worse because Woolery doesn't have like a proper job. So he's probably bitter.
But I thought Woolery is just, I was maybe just fantasizing. That guy just has lots of sex. He's just a very relaxed dude.
Somebody was telling me that they were on the lot where he was doing whatever dating game or card sharks or whatever the last thing he hosted was. And he would come out in breaks and just burn like 7 cigarettes every break.
Hacking yes, lung darts. Yes. I could. There was one thing. He was the guy who said "Whoopi," right? Making Whoopi.
Yeah, that's right.
That was pretty unfortunate. Maybe I'm going to.
Okay.
Say
yeah. Either that. Or it's a real Sophie's choice of a Daily's choice. Okay. Round two. Renaissance round. Bill Shakespeare versus Leo da Vinci. Ed.
These are two genuine superstars. Yeah,
big time dudes.
But this is going to be a quick one. Who do you think is going to have a better baby maker? The British writer or the Italian jack of all trades?
It's Da Vinci. I mean, it's no question.
Yeah. So it's definitely Da Vinci.
He's got more of a hog. The only thing I'm thinking is that maybe somewhere in his canon, he's done a self-portrait of his own dong. Where you would be able to, you know, supposedly like the Mona Lisa is actually him in drag or whatever. Like this, like if you're a painter and like his style, at some point you got to paint your own dong, right? If you're packing impressive heat.
The only thing I would say is beyond the Mona Lisa and the Last Supper, like dude was inventing early versions of the helicopter. Yeah. And like canal locks. Yeah. This guy was brilliant
super
as fuck.
Intelligent. Yeah, smart dude.
Shakespeare was just hold up. I mean, he was creating some of the, you know, some of the most copied stories of all time. But yeah, writers, you know, he's a bookish guy.
Yeah, sure. And he's pretty fancy with the iambic pentameter. Like, I don't understand what the fuck. Like, I get like the themes of the stories and stuff. But
right, the framework. I'm not saying they're really enjoyable to read. But like it pretty much every drama has been like copied from from him. I mean the guy was a beast, but like I'm going with the Italian dude over the British.
Oh gee. Okay, in round three, early measurement reports may have been misleading round. Dan Rather versus Brian Williams.
You know, I might be able to find out about Brian Williams Jersey because guy. My uncle went to high school with him and played sports with him, so he may have actually seen his dick. So I, you know, and this uncle's kind of a wild card, so I can definitely ask him this. There's certain uncles you wouldn't want to ask that kind of question, but I could ask this uncle this question. So I'll ask him how his hog is. But Rather, I mean, you know, he lost his way and he got into, you know, some journalistic trouble, but this dude was doing Vietnam missions like that guy is a, you know, a real deal ballsy guy. Like I'm sure he's
I believe he's also a Texan.
Yeah, he's He's going
yeah,
big.
He's hung. I definitely go.
I'm going Rabbit.
And more of an icon. Like, yeah, I saw Dan. Like, you'd be like, hey, I saw Brian Williams' dick. And they'd be like, oh, RIP, that guy that played for the Clippers? And you're like, no. The news guy. And
Bison Dele?
Yeah, I couldn't think of his other name. Bison Dele. Well, you know, you never know. Like, I just relayed an interaction via text I had this weekend of somebody that had urinated next to a Dodgers player just recently. And I said, whoa.
Yeah.
How was he put together? And the guy who will go nameless says to me, oh, I don't know. I didn't look. What?
What?
I mean, that
makes zero sense.
Like how did you not check it? Like one time I took a leak next to world famous snowboarder Shaun White. But yeah. The thing is, I didn't check it out because I thought it was just a little kid next to me.
You didn't realize he was.
Yeah, he had his hood on and he's probably about 5'1 or 5'2. So I just thought I'm not even coming anywhere near looking to my left because there's a child next to me taking a leak. And then as I finished and I turned and walked away, he was walking away. I said, oh, that's that fucking snowboarder kid.
Right. You didn't even know.
Had I known.
One time I was in a bar and I considered it. I was in a bar with Arturo Gatti. And I was like, you know, should I try to check him out?
Yeah.
And the problem was, like, yeah, I probably had him by 45 pounds or so. But, like, he looked like he was made of granite.
He could
like,
fuck you up.
For sure. I don't think that's where the Daily Choice is going to go wrong. I don't think I'm going to check out a boxer. Yeah.
Even a straw weight, they could, like, fuck you up. They could just get in. They could land so many blows before you even knew you were in a fight. It's just not worth
it. Your head's hitting a urinal before you can get a look.
Totally.
Like, they're just going to smash you. But yeah, I did consider because I was going into the bathroom at the same time, the restroom at the same time.
Yeah.
And
thought twice. Good for you. Okay, that's from our good friend Writes a Bill. Thank you, Writes a Bill.
Davey's choice, it's a choice I make. Davey's choice. Watch me shiver while you shake.
Okay, Ed, let's go. It's been a depressing week. Let's get into some of the lighter subjects of the world. Let's see what's happening in the world. The life goes on, unfortunately. What's happening in the world of sports?
All right. Port Barry, Louisiana high school basketball coach and phys ed teacher Nicole Allman was arrested last week after having sex with three boys.
Wow.
A concerned parent called Port Barry Police Department Chief Dion Boudreau because, well, of course that was his name. Boudreau told KLFY that for several years, his department had received reports of teachers having sex with students from school, but this was the first time someone provided any evidence. Police quickly were able to get confessions out of two boys and found explicit pictures. The boys were 17, which is the age of consent in Louisiana, but she did break a teacher-student law. Now, Brian, who showed the worst judgment? The teacher for sending evidence? Or the 17-year-old boys have ruined an opportunity to keep banging a woman.
Yeah, totally. There's like she was not. It wasn't like she was just giving it up to one of them. Like it was everybody was able to tag in on that. Like just
she was throwing the cat around.
Like keep a good thing going. Yeah, of course it's not going to last forever. But it's like if somebody is nice enough to give you sex.
And I've seen some pictures where she looks all right.
I mean, she's a regular places five, but she's a Louisiana 14. I mean.
Yeah. And for a high school boy that is just – he's considering putting his dick in the couch cushions. Like high school kids are doing some weird – having some weird thought process where they're like, geez, I've got to have sex. Like all of a sudden those standards go way down.
Also.
And so – This woman?
This chick is 45, Ed. Like, this is a woman that knows how to please herself, and she knows how to please a man. Like, these kids, they're never going to have it so good. They're going to have to wait years before they run into a woman that's as sexually confident as this 45-year-old who was banging three 17-year-olds.
Right. And by that point, they might find the woman who they've that has confidence but they've been with her for 15 years or so.
Too late.
It's, come on, you know, guys.
Don't look a gift horse or a teacher that'll give you sex in the mouth.
But she is pretty stupid. Like, it's one thing to have sex with the students, but don't provide evidence. No,
that's very, very dumb. Come on. Yes, you keep that low.
You're already being risky, but like, Jesus.
Yes, totally agree.
Do not take pictures.
Yeah, totally agree. Okay, this is a guy that I've actually seen in person as well. What's going on with Johnny Cueto?
Well, the San Francisco Giants pitcher recently posted some pictures of himself enjoying his offseason. His Instagram captions are rather literal. Like, for example, one of them, he's playing with his son in the pool, and the caption reads, "I am playing with my son."
His English isn't his first language.
But then just post it in Spanish, buddy. It's fine. There's a translate button whenever somebody posts in another language.
Sometimes it's hard to think of the right caption. I mean, I'm not going to fault him for that.
Sometimes you just don't need caption. We might not be the most imaginative people in the world, but we can figure out your point.
Just throw an emoji on there.
But the big news is that in all of his pool pictures, and there are many, Cueto was wearing a shirt. Now, Brian, is there anything sadder than the guy wearing the shirt in the pool?
It's like the bald guy that always wears a hat or the toupee.
Yeah, you know who wants in on Ron Howard's territory? Nate Silver.
Oh, that is weird.
What's going on? We know you're bald, buddy.
Yes, I.
Why is he wearing a hat all the time?
Just randomly showed up on TV with a hat. Very odd.
That's Ron Howard's game.
Yes, totally. Yeah, it only makes it
my favorite tweet of all time his name's Jeff. I'm trying to think. Used wigs. Oh, yeah,
uh-huh. Jeff Lyons. Shout out.
Good dude. He posted one on Christmas one time and said, "A new hat. Thanks, guys." And then said Ron Howard every Christmas.
That's true.
It's amazing.
Larry David does a thing about that. Like, he couldn't be the guy to go with the hat. Yeah, it's only draws more attention. You just no one's points and laughs and like, oh, look at that bald guy over there. No one cares. No one cares.
And if you're the out of shape guy in the water, like, whatever. If wearing a t-shirt is like having a neon sign pointing down at you saying out of shape guy.
And this Johnny Cueto, like, he's, you know, he's got some moves, but he's not like the most especially fat guy you've ever seen without a shirt on. And when
he's a fucking stud pitcher, a lot of standards go down when you're rich.
When I saw this guy, Johnny Cueto, in a bar one time.
Big dude.
He's a pretty big dude. But he was wearing blue jeans with embroidery all over the seams, all over the pockets, and big
what is it, Lee?
No,
is
that True Religion? They have like
those big, kind of like the super.
Yeah, they have like big embroidered horseshoes on the pockets. I believe there might have even been some bedazzling on him. He was wearing tons of jewelry. I mean, this is a guy that makes some serious fashion faux pas. Like,
probably a cool ring
for sure. Yeah, I didn't get up close enough, but probably. All I'm saying is that just lose the tank top, dude. Just feel free to just rock what you got. No one cares. No one is going to make fun of you. That's for sure.
Yeah. And that's certainly not around your pool. If somebody's invited to your pool, they're not making fun of you.
No.
Or don't post the picture. Yeah. But it tells me if every picture he's in a shirt, like, this is his move. I know you get surrounded by yes men, but somebody has to be like, Johnny, not a good look. Take off the shirt.
He could
buddy.
Be a never nude. He could be like having
Tobias Funke. Yeah,
he could be having sex with his wife and just not even taking his clothes off. Taking a shower.
Just putting it through the pee hole.
Taking a shower with that tank top on. You just never know. It brings a lot of questions up.
A lot of questions,
Speaking
Johnny.
Of questions, what's going on? Mm. Trump won Iowa. What's going on in Iowa?
Well, everyone, It wouldn't just be the state. Everyone in across the nation was probably enjoying unranked Iowa's defeat of number 3 Michigan this past
week. Oh, did that really happen? Oh, I heard the Michigan guy got hurt.
Yeah, they said broken collarbone. They're like, well, he's not going to play this week, but he'll still play this year. It's like, there's not many games left. Broken collarbone seems pretty bad. Yeah,
is it throwing shoulder?
I don't know. I can't believe I even asked if it's that not. Question.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Even if it's not, come on, collarbone.
I feel like they could brace it. It's not like you're going to break it worse. Like the bone's already snapped. If it doesn't hurt that bad, you could probably play.
I feel like Tony Romo has missed it, like the better part of 7 seasons with collarbone.
Yes, that's true. Yes, he's a.
But you know, in college football now, it's like a loss like that didn't even matter. Like if they could still beat Ohio State, it doesn't.
That's all that matters. Yeah.
But anyway, you know, everybody was pretty excited, but nobody more than 35-year-old Michelle Keys from Ankeny, Iowa. Keys was arrested at Kinnick Stadium a little after 7 p.m. for public intoxication. She had slurred speech, spoken in incoherent sentences, and believed she was in Ames, Iowa at the Iowa State versus Arizona football game. Now, by the way, Iowa State and Arizona haven't played each other since 1968.
Wow.
She blew a 225 blood alcohol content. My only question is this, Brian. Why would anyone want to drink so much that they think they're in Ames, Iowa?
That's true.
Like Iowa City, I've heard good things about like going to a game there. Ames, Iowa. I looked to see where their last bowl was. They were in the 2005 Houston Bowl, a loss to TCU. That was the last time they even made a bowl. Why would you drink so much you'd want to be there?
Ed, they're both in Iowa. Like...
But at least the Hawkeyes went to the Rose Bowl last year. You could at least say, at least we're there.
They got shelled. They got destroyed in the Rose Bowl.
I know. Christian McCaffrey had like a billion.
Ran all over them. I barely know the difference between Iowa and Iowa State. I sort of know who Iowa is because like every few years they try to act like they're good. Like they really,
right, but that was fun. I had like Stanford minus whatever 6.5 in that game. It was a glorious game
because all the Iowa fans are so stoked they bet them up.
So they're like, you know, Stanford has the guy who should have won the Heisman last year, right? And like he just had a trillion
yards. Also, they have a bunch of big smart white guys on the O-line that just bully defensive lines in every single game.
Right.
I don't really know the difference between Iowa and Iowa State, so I don't really blame this chick. Also, she's a woman, and I don't want to overgeneralize here, but a lot of times they're not super knowledgeable sports fans, which could be an issue. Although I retract that because I would only need like 2 or 3 Coors Lights to forget that I was at the Hawkeyes and not the Cyclones. I probably wouldn't know the difference. So it is kind of weird that she thought they were playing Arizona, but I'm not mad at her.
They weren't on the table. Speaking of women with sports, another generalization, but it is kind of true. This weekend during like NFL highlights or something, I heard, I think it was Chris Berman because he's the worst. Said like, it was a big, you know, they're in a big spot. It was 3-12 or, you know, it was like some weird score. And I was like,
no.
He went low score first.
No.
It was an odd score because there was a safety. 3-11, something weird. I was like, oh, no. What? Like, you've only been doing this like 40 years.
That's like calling runs points. You always, you always say the higher number first.
Yeah, in every sport except for Euros and soccer, they like to say it's, you know, 1-2 or nil one. Right. But overall, like you got to know this. And I mean, it's just one of those things guys have to know. And it was somebody giving the highlights that said it's 3-8.
Somebody that probably makes $3 million a year, too. Ed, have you been following this blockbuster Canadian maple syrup trial? there was apparently a huge maple syrup heist in Quebec, And 10 days into the trial of four men accused in connection with a multi-million-dollar maple syrup heist, one of the accused, Ed, has dropped a bombshell. In his testimony Wednesday, Richard Valarez, 38.
That doesn't sound very Canadian.
Yeah, it's like French. I'm probably pronouncing it wrong. Valieres. No. Richard Valieres. I thought
you were saying it like Hervé Villaches.
That same difference. Admitted to having trafficked stolen syrup, but said he did it because he and his family's lives were threatened. The sweet theft made international headlines 4 years ago, even catching the attention of Hollywood. In August 2012, officials discovered $18.7 million worth of maple syrup warehoused in Saint-Louis de Blanford, Quebec. had disappeared and mostly been replaced with water. The syrup belonged to the
so they did the move that teenagers do with their grandparents' bottle of vodka.
The syrup belonged to the Federation of Quebec Maple Syrup Producers, the regulatory body that controls and manages the syrup trade in the province. So basically, Ed, this guy is like a black market maple syrup broker, aka, and there's a name for this, a barrel roller, which I was shocked to discover was an actual thing.
This is an actual thing?
It sounds like what this guy's business was. He would go straight to like the Mounties that were tapping the thing into the tree and to get the maple syrup out of the tree. And then he would just go like, hey, don't sell this to the maple syrup conglomerate here in the province. Just give it to me.
Don't sell this to Big Syrup. Yeah,
like I'll give you a couple extra what's the money up there? Oh, Canadian dollars?
Toonies.
I'll give you a couple.
Hey, Gord, don't give him any toonies or loonies.
I'll give you a couple extra loonies on the barrel, and then you just give it to me, and then we'll cut out the middleman here. But I guess he got greedy and decided to rip off the middleman at some point. So, Ed, I need to know, in terms of uniquely Canadian crimes, does jacking maple syrup rank above or below out-of-season moose poaching? Or fixing a junior's hockey game between the Regina Beaver Cunts and the Moose Jaw Denim Hounds.
Yeah, the only way it would be more Canadian is if they were piping Nickelback into their they caught him while they pulled him over and they're playing Nickelback. Hey, put down your labats and back bacon. I got a plan for you. Do you think those hose heads will notice if I take away the sweet maple syrup?
Hey, Gord.
That'll fetch you a loony or two.
Gord. Mind if we stop at Tim Hortons on the way home, eh? Sorry. Sorry.
You know, it's another thing Canadians love to do, because when I go to Europe, they all wear the backpack with a maple leaf on it, because it's like, hey, we're not fucking
They don't want to be mistaken for Americans.
Well, guess what? Now they're going to have, like, Mike Tyson face tattoos with the maple leaf on it. Like, after Trump, they're going to be like, hey, we have nothing to do with that hose head.
I am from Canada. They'll just like wear a big sign or just have their passport stapled to their forehead.
Stamp their forehead.
Ed, you're not a coffee drinker. I know that. But
no, but I get the ritual. Sure, you understand. I understand.
But let me ask you this. What if you could be guaranteed that every cup of coffee you drank came with a full release blowjob?
Excellent.
Like all of a sudden, you would all of a sudden take up that habit, right?
Yeah, gotta get my.
Well,
fix.
It's time to move to Switzerland, Ed. A fellatio cafe where customers receive oral sex while they drink their coffee is set to be opened in Switzerland. The outlet, set to be up and running in Geneva by the end of the year, would see men ordering a coffee before choosing their prostitute on an iPad. Well,
wow.
Modern customers would pay more than £40 for the drink and sex act, according to the firm Face Girl, which is modeling the idea on similar establishments in Thailand. Ed, based on your previous attempts to transact sexual favors from pros,
you love rubbing in this moment of failure.
What two moments? What are the odds you end up just getting a really expensive cup of Joe?
I love it. The one thing I was thinking about though, everybody likes a full release.
Yeah,
however. It does seem counterintuitive to get coffee and a blowjob.
Yeah.
Like it's, it reminds me, I was thinking of this. I did a story a couple years ago where I went to a Snoop concert by myself.
Yeah, I remember.
And people were smoking weed and then drinking energy drinks.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And I felt like it was the same type of thing. Like, come on. Why are you competing, having different things fighting against each other? Then yeah. The coffee and the blowjob seem, I don't know. I mean, look, anything goes well with a blowjob.
Oh, I agree.
But it seems like you wouldn't want the big pick-me-up while you're trying to relax.
Well, I like to concentrate on my own pleasure, Ed. Like, I'm not the kind of guy that wants to watch a game and get oral sexed. Like, if sex starts happening to me, I'll turn the game off because I want to concentrate on what's happening to me. I want to be in the moment because it's not every day. You can watch a game anytime. It's not every day that you get blown.
I'm not saying don't be appreciative of the moment. I'm just saying to me, that's a relaxing.
Well, I agree with that too. Yes, I agree.
I don't need to be hyper aware and hopped up when it's happening.
No, I agree.
I need to be enjoying, relax.
I'm with you there. Hey, Ed, I was thinking about something the other day. Do you remember the 1999 Kevin Spacey movie, American Beauty?
I do, which was a good movie, but the siren was perplexing. There was a 2-year stretch where Hollywood was really trying to push Mina Savari on us.
Well, I was thinking about that because other than this, when that movie came out, it was 1999, and you had Kevin Spacey and Annette Bening, and then you had all of these young up-and-comers that were supposed to eventually become big stars, and it never happened for any of them. There was
Thora none of Birch. Them, right?
Who was a little bit downsy, but had some big cans.
She had some big naturals.
Very big naturals. Beautiful.
Was it that movie, or was there a movie where she showed them?
Was it the Ghost World?
Yes, that's it.
Scarlett Johansson played second fiddle to her, and her. Right.
Which never would happen
big,
again.
Big, creamy, beautiful jugs of hers. Yeah, she was in there. Speaking of Downsy, Mina Suvari was also in that movie. I don't know what she's up to these days. I haven't seen her around. Wes Bentley, he was going to be a big star. There's a lot of like young up-and-comers. It just never happened for him. Anyway, it was a pretty good movie. Won a lot of awards, but I was thinking of something. Remember The Neighbor was played by that guy, character actor, Chris Cooper, fantastic actor.
Great actor.
And good role. You know, he tried to fuck Kevin Spacey and then, spoiler alert, ended up killing him. But in the movie, like, you knew this Chris Cooper was of questionable character because he had a Nazi plate. Like, his prized possession was a dinner plate from the Third Reich that he was very proud of, and the son was showing it to Thora Birch and her big old jugs, and it was his prized possession. And by virtue of that fact, it immediately established that he was of questionable character.
Of course.
And really, isn't anyone who collects artifacts from the Nazis a little bit suspect, Ed?
Of the most.
Well, on that note, somebody just bought Eva Braun's panties. From the story, Hitler's wife's knickers sold at auction. A pair of lilac knickers once owned by Hitler's wife, Eva Braun, have sold at auction for nearly £3,000. The briefs, part of a collection that went under the hammer at Philip Sorel Auction House in Malvern, were expected to fetch around £400, but sold for £2,900. A gold ring, a silver mirrored box, and a silver holder still containing Eva Braun's bright red lipstick were also sold. The items went to a private collector. Not surprising, Ed. They didn't want their name out there. They wanted to remain anonymous. Ed, one question. They did pretty well with these items, but do you think they could have gotten more if the auction were held inside a Japanese vending machine?
Well, when you were saying this, there's only one country that came to mind. I was just going to say Japanese businessmen. Yeah. Never stop being you.
Yes.
Because there's clearly a couple guys that just happened to be in London at the time, wherever this was at the time.
Yeah.
But it is amazing that, I mean, we are, I read a whole thing. It was, I think it was a European, the Washington Post, when all the Trump-Hitler comparisons were coming out, and Germany, they asked them how they felt about it. And Germany's like, you know, you guys make lots of Hitler comparisons in the West, and like, we really don't want to bring it up, and like, don't want it to be like talked about, and it's such a horrible shame, and we don't want anything to do with it. And it's amazing that people are still just like really want a piece of Nazi
it's life. Crazy.
I don't know, but then again, Japanese businessmen have all kinds of appetites. Yes. And you know, I guess if you've moved on to, I mean, just think of the thousands of pairs of underwear that Japanese businessmen have already jerked off to. That's probably the final frontier.
Well, I mean, it's kind of like if you could have sex with a regular hot chick, but if you have sex with a famous hot chick, that's exponentially more exciting and better. Same.
You know, I can't even remember. I assume there are pictures. Was Eva Braun even like attractive in the sense that like Trump gets an attractive wife? Like, power can bring some hot chicks, but at the same time, Adolf Hitler couldn't have been getting hot chicks. He had a weird dick.
Didn't he have a micro penis or something and only one ball?
Yeah. My favorite thing, you know, because there's just a million terrible things to think about with Hitler, is his death scene is pretty good. Like, he, first of all, to call Eva Braun his wife, they were married for 2 days. They got married in the bunker.
Wasn't he married to somebody else? It wasn't Eva Braun his mistress?
Yeah, she was always the mistress, but they married like 2 days before they took cyanide pills. But they wanted to test the cyanide pills out, so they first tested it on Hitler's dog.
Yeah, Shotzi.
And when his dog died, he was so mad, he just straight up shot both of her dogs, like in retaliation, like he was angry. Then he took the cyanide pill and shot
What you're saying?
But I like to think his final moments were distraught on top of knowing he had to kill himself.
So you're saying this Adolf Hitler guy was a little unstable? Is that where you're going with this?
Yeah. Yeah, unlike the people who love to praise him, I like to just remind everybody just how terrible
this
he
was. This Eva Braun was no, she was doesn't look like she was much of a prize. Although she's in a bathing suit here, not really, even for the day, not especially.
Wait, because from the day, did she have the pointy tits like every person back in that era?
Yeah, she did. She did. She had the like pointy. It's weird. Actually, no. This one seems sort of normal 40s style bathing suit.
Oh, I'm looking at this. Nah, she's not. Yeah. Well, she does. She's got some big saggy tits.
Yeah, I mean, not. This is.
You're looking at the diving board picture.
You figure you're about to conquer all of Europe. You could do a little bit better. Like,
she kind of looks like a school teacher in a black and white
like
movie.
Diane Kruger was in that Inglourious Bastards. Like, if I were Hitler, I would have been going for that. Like, yeah. That's a win right there. Okay, Ed. It is time. We are joined now by our very own baller lifestyle pop culture correspondent. Of course, I'm talking about our very own Fancy Sauce. She joins us now for a little Fancy Pop. How are you?
Hey, Fancy.
How are you doing, Kato?
Sorry, my phone rang. I get these telemarketer calls at nighttime.
Oh, we've talked about this on the show.
We talked about how they're creeping up more than ever,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they call late. They call up to like 9 o'clock at night now. I just say wrong number. You've got the wrong number.
Yeah. I've been
fucking jackals.
I got a call. I had a dentist appointment yesterday. I'm in the dentist chair and my phone starts ringing for some reason. It's in my pocket and I'm like ignoring it, but it just keeps going. And then it stops and then it starts ringing again. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on here? I pull out my phone and somebody's left me a message. And I'm like, this is, and it's a number that I don't recognize. And I'm like, who is this fucking asshole? So I listen to the message and the guy's like, hey, yeah, I think I got a call on my cell phone from this number, but I could be wrong. This is Pat. And he hung up.
That's weird because in the cell phone era, yeah, you don't think you got a call.
You know.
Like, you just
and know. You don't dial back. You just hit, like, call back. Also, you get a call from someone you don't know. And by the way, I didn't call him. I'm like, oh, maybe I butt dial, like, just started pushing buttons or something. I checked my phone. I didn't call anybody. But you just randomly call, like, if you see a missed call and they didn't leave a message and you don't recognize the number, you don't call it back. What kind of maniac does that?
I'd like to interject here.
Right.
Yes.
You got a call from a dude.
Yeah, Pat. Yeah. He's called Pat. What?
Did Pat get your number from Tinder?
I mean, maybe.
Oh.
Or Grindr.
Maybe. Patty boy. Maybe.
The plot thickens.
Wants to give you a little pat on the bottom.
Maybe I'm on Grindr. You never know.
I got a call on my cell phone today, but it was from Hoboken. So I was like, you know what? When I get calls from Montana,
yes,
or right, Port St. Right. Lucie, I know it's but I was like, all right, I'll check it out. And it was the school nurse, and she's like, yeah, your son's throwing up in school.
No.
I was like, oh, great, great. I was hoping to go pick up my son.
Worst.
But
yeah, you should have known.
And I was thinking, I hope he had the decency to, like, you know, when you're really little, they just throw up wherever
they're
at.
That's
true. Yeah.
But you're thinking, like, he's in third grade. So I was like, I hope he knew to not fucking puke in front of girls and stuff. And he did because, you know, I still remember in third grade, and I'll say his name, Danny Bender shit himself in the dugout in third grade.
Is Danny Bender going to sue us now?
I feel like you never it's hard to come back from that.
Yeah.
I'll just say I wasn't living in New Jersey at the time. There were a couple of years of my life I wasn't.
This is when you're down in Miami.
Yes. Well, then now you've put it out there. But Danny Bender shit himself in the dugout in third grade. And you still remember. So, like,
poor Danny.
If my son vomited, like, on a girl's desk in third grade,
tough to live down.
She would never forget it. I'm fucking 40. I remember the third grade, you know, incident. So
be that guy.
Luckily he got to the boys' room and
what a champ.
That was my first question. I was like, you didn't do it in the classroom, did you? And he's like, no.
My stepdaughter puked all over my feet in a restaurant in Bali this summer.
That's true. That's true.
Stepdaughter.
I witnessed that.
She was saying she felt sick, and we were going, like, you'll be fine. We're just going to have lunch, and then we'll take you home.
Well, I was trying to finish my beer.
And she kept complaining, and we are good parents.
Yeah.
We were like, you'll be fine.
I mean. She was shivering, and I gave her a towel to cover herself with, and I thought, well, we'll get her out of here in a minute.
Best parents.
Well, I did the same thing in London one time. I was like, let me finish my beer, and then we checked my son's temperature and it was 104. I was like, oh, okay, we do need to go to the hospital.
Better go.
Okay. Life coaching, guys.
Oh, good.
Hey, everyone. this is actually a production idea. Hey, everyone. I'm going to try to up the awkwardness factor, and I'm sure your guest Jay Stu can throw in some offensive terminology because that's his deal. Missed him by a week. Here is a segment idea, similar to Daily's Choice, but without all the schlong chat. Fancy is put in a precarious situation where she has the opportunity to take a glimpse of only one set of celebrity breasts. I would prefer to be in this situation.
Why can't we be in this situation?
Unfortunately,
I feel like he has a girl-on-girl fetish thing going on here.
Unfortunately, the situation, similar to Ed's Sophie's Choice, she can only pick one. Here are some names / situations for this the setup.
It'd be a good segment if I was a lesbian, but let's do it anyway.
Fancy's fitting. Kate is working in wardrobe on a set and can only go to one of the starlets'
really
changing
room.
He's
thought this fantasy all the way through.
Very detailed fantasy.
Fancy's focus. Fancy peek. Fancy peep. F- You can tweak the premise as needed, but you catch the drift. Theme song and intro can be worked on at a later date. For the first scenario, late 90s pop stars. Britney Spears or Christina Aguilera. That's from our buddy Pete Schlitzky. Kato, who's it going to be?
How about Can Conundrum? Yeah,
that's a good one, yes. Who's?
I feel like both our boobs would be about the same. Yeah, I'll go with Britney.
They probably
want to see Britney's boobies.
They probably went to the same doctor.
Does Britney have a fake rock?
Yeah, Britney's got a fake rock. But it's been in dispute. Like, it's never been
confirmed. Oh, well, I would like to see it so that I can tell you whether it's fake or not.
Right. I would like, yeah.
Now, are we talking peak?
Yeah, peak. Yeah, like, top of their game.
I got to say, in their peak, I was a little more of a Aguilera.
Well, she was a little dirtier.
I feel like hers were bigger.
Yeah, exactly.
More natural.
Yeah, also, I think she may have posed nude at some point. I was a fan of both of them. Still am. I would definitely like to see them both.
This game isn't for you, so.
I would probably pick Britney Spears.
Like how Brian's taken over my game.
Only because she's more famous.
Yeah.
Is she more famous?
I would say so, yeah.
Yeah, I think she's more of a household name.
I know when they started out, but like, wasn't Aguilera was on
The Voice?
Yeah, but I feel like internationally, like, everyone knows who Britney Spears is.
And you did a story where she does like a Vegas show and she makes a ton of money.
Yeah, now, she's got a big
ringer's
contract.
Off and it's like still.
Yeah, what is that sound coming out of your phone?
Oh, it's that when someone calls you on Facebook. But I don't know
how
to.
Can you do that? Who's calling you on Facebook?
My friend Soph.
Calling on Facebook?
Yes.
I didn't know you could do that. Why don't you answer it? Why don't you answer it on the air?
Answer it.
Well, now I don't know how to.
Oh, my God. This is really grinding the show to a halt.
Well,
keeping it professional.
Well, it's gone like off the screen. I don't even know how to find it.
Okay. Can you?
That's a weird ring. I didn't know you could choose. Okay, hold on. It's like a dying cricket.
It's interesting.
Soph.
It's interesting that Kate's getting calls on Facebook.
I don't know what happened.
Okay.
Calls.
Technology's amazing.
It's a glimpse into my life, everybody. I'm just gonna text her back
Here's we have another email. It's an F Mary kill, so you're gonna have to kind of pay attention to this. Hey ballers, hearing Ed in his Johnny Depp voice say, "quote It's been brought to my attention that the rain in Spain stays mainly in the plains," wouldn't suck. I don't know if I can honor you with that ish. Here is this week's FMK Al edition. Al Gore, Al Roker, Al Franken. Kate McManus, are you familiar with all three of those Al's?
Al Gore, yes. Al Franken.
Yes.
Yes. And who was the other?
Al Roker, TV weapon.
Yeah.
Okay.
Today's
the one
show.
That, like, got the stomach.
Yes.
Band. Right. And looks odd. Like doesn't it seem, like, off-putting that he's not fat?
Yes. He recently had it. He shit his pants somewhere. He told a story where he shit his pants, which I didn't
And need. Drew Carey. I tuned into the Bob Barker show.
Price is Right.
Price is Right. Like a year ago, I saw a minute of it, and it was off-putting that he was so skinny.
Drew Carey didn't get the surgery; he just got in shape.
He's just like a healthy guy.
He got hair plugs. He got in shape.
But it was odd to watch.
It's when you're used to seeing somebody fat and then they're not. It is a little off-putting. Yeah.
I mean, good for him that he's gotten into shape, but, like, I don't know. I preferred seeing him.
Well,
back.
I always am like, did this guy get the AIDS? You know the writer for Deadspin, Drew McGarry? He used to be really chubby, and I just saw him on something the other day. And I'm like, did that guy get the AIDS? He's like, very skinny now. And he was quite fat before.
What's the question?
Just popped into my mind. Okay, F. Mary Kill, Al Gore, Al Roker, Al Franken.
Oh, Al Gore. Okay, I'm gonna kill the Al Roker.
Of course.
And I am going to. This is so hard. I'll have to have sex with Al Franken because and marry Al Gore.
Really?
Well, would you want to have sex with Al Gore?
No.
No.
But chicks think he's attractive.
But Franken. Yeah, I thought he was supposed to be attractive, yeah. Maybe a little beefier, but
he looks like a
classically handsome.
He looks a little bit like a sloth to me.
Oh, interesting. Wow. Okay.
Seems very nice, though.
I'm sure. Ed, Al Gore, Al Roker, Al Franken, go ahead.
Sorry, Roker, you're getting murked. Gore, I'm gonna have sex with, and I find Franken to be really funny. Like he was an SNL guy.
He is really funny. He's hilarious.
Yep.
And I saw him do. He hosted an advertising award show. I used to have to go to these with my wife. And like, you think the porn industry is bad awarding themselves?
Oh, yeah.
Nothing. It's like ad industry. They have like 20 award shows a year. And they are so proud of themselves, like they fucking cured cancer. There are a million Cleos, and this guy just laid into him when he's reading. Like they give him the script, like read their credits, and he's like, "Wow, you've really changed the world." And like just in his deadpan delivery, he was hilarious.
No, he's very funny. I agree. Kill Al Roker, fuck Al Gore, marry Al Franken. Okay, Kate. What is going on in the world of pop culture? What is happening in Fancy Pop?
All right. So the man who triggered a cascade of child molestation allegations against the King of Pop, Michael Jackson, has disappeared. Remember that guy, Jordan Chandler?
No.
Wait, he was the first one.
You said the man who triggered
this. Yeah, the first kid. So no one can find him. Wade Robson, who was... is a famous choreographer and producer. Well,
supposedly, Wade Robson is who Britney Spears cheated on Justin Timberlake with.
Yes.
She fucked Wade Robson, her choreographer. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Wait.
So Wade Robson is suing Michael Jackson, I guess his estate, claiming he was molested by Jackson for 7 years at the Neverland Ranch, starting when he was seven. Robson wants to take the deposition of this Jordan Chandler, who scored a $20 million settlement from the singer back in the 90s. That's a lot of money to give to someone that you didn't diddle.
That's true.
But anyway, they can't find Chandler, who's now 36. And a judge has yet to rule, so we'll see what happens.
If I got diddled and my parents took the payout when I was 13 or whatever, I don't think I'd be in a real hurry to have a chat about it 20 years later.
Right.
No, but... you know, when you say that, that's a lot of money to give, and it's like, well, that guy had so much money.
True.
But he could have lawyered up and just destroyed any.
That's true.
Any person. Yeah. Like, he really, I mean, he didn't have to spend that kind of
Where
money.
Where are we at? He definitely, it's sad. It's a sad story. He definitely fiddled with some kids.
If I'm accused of jerking some kid off, and I have endless means, and I didn't jerk the fucking kid off, you better fucking believe. Right. I'm gonna defend myself,
you don't want to be doing what we're doing. Like, yeah, he had enough money to fight this thing.
Totally.
Michael
Jackson, bad guy, but good at dancing, so it's all cool. So at the Grammys this year, we'll have Chris Brown, also good at dancing, give a tribute to Michael Jackson because they're both really good at dancing. So the other shit that they did that was awful, we just ignore.
What was the net worth? What kind of net worth did he hit the finish line with? Must have been
Michael
insane.
Jackson. Well, I think he was like out of money, but then when he died, all his catalog and shit
did like $800 million.
Yeah, yeah, I think it was close to $1 billion. It's a lot of dough.
Well, I hope he didn't have any money from that duet with Paul McCartney. That was the worst song.
Ebony and Ivory.
No, the girl is mine.
The girl is mine.
Yes.
The doggone girl is mine is the worst song in
history.
It's
a bad song. Okay, Kate, what else is going on in the world of pop culture?
All right, this story is for all the ballers out there. Justin Bieber's New Year's Eve concert will be a full baller experience. Yachts, Lambos, penthouses, and tickets to his concert.
I'm in.
Only for one fan with $500,000 to burn.
That seems like a lot.
Okay, so this is what you get. The ultimate VIP package for Justin's Miami gig includes tickets to the show for you and 9 friends. A 5-night stay for your whole crew at the Fontainebleau's Sorrento penthouse. So you'll get comp dinners, poolside cabana, stage front table for the concert, free use of exotic whips like Lambos, Ferraris, Rolls Royces, and McLarens, a private escort to Skrillex's set at LIV, the after show.
Tight.
A yacht chartered to...
this sounds like the worst time
just
ever.
Just wait. Yeah. yacht chartered to Story Nightclub, where Marshmello's performing. I guess that's a DJ.
That's not, you're not even speaking
plus
English.
A meet and greet with Marshmello. And yeah. then you get some like Armand.
This is like ad-libs now.
Brut Gold Champagne, which is worth $6,500 a bottle.
Oh, sweet.
And for your January 1st hangover, a Bloody Mary bar, in-suite chef, and 2 hours of spa treatments. All that. You could be living the ultimate boho lifestyle for $500K.
I'm in. Let's pool our money.
Now,
know what I'm doing on New Year's Eve.
Who is his fan base? I mean, I recognize he's huge, but who actually likes him? Like, it's still, like, young girls.
Yeah, right? But you know what? My Instagram like, feed kind of was, money. Like, Jesus. Full of a lot of, like, celebrities and kind of, like, I don't know, just a whole lot of famous people go to his shows, like, when he played in L.A.
I mean, he's a big pop star.
He's a huge pop star. He yeah. sells
he's
out
He's sort of transcended
anywhere.
The tween thing.
He kind of has. He's
So he's not just,
no,
like,
no. Yeah. No, people like him.
Yeah.
I don't know if they like him, but they like watching his show.
Yeah.
His production.
Yeah, totally.
Okay, Kate, what else is going on?
Denver Broncos star Von Miller is trying to stop a woman who's threatening to release a sex tape unless he pays her $2.5
million. Wow.
Reports claim. Wow. The linebacker reportedly wants to prevent Elizabeth Ruiz from making a tape public after she filmed them having sex in private on her phone. Ruiz, who has more than 300,000 followers on Instagram. I check this chick out. I mean, really?
She's got that like kind of Kardashian look.
No, she's so ghetto.
Yeah, she's like a ghettoer version.
So she had offered to sell the tape to Miller for $2.5 million, according to court documents. So I guess when they engaged in sex, a pair were alone indoors, and he reportedly knew that she was filming but requested that she keep the video private and not release it. Yep. What kind of a dummy is this guy?
Yeah, it's very not smart. You don't let some rando video your sexing. Like, they teach you this in rookie symposium.
But symposium.
Totally.
But I will say, and I'm going to take shit for this, but I remember when somebody was threatening to release the tape of Jamie Foxx.
Oh, your favorite, yeah.
And he had a boss move. He said, I'm not embarrassed of anyone I've had sex with, mm-hmm. so go ahead and put it right out there. And that, I mean, that's a badass move because, like, then there was nothing, and then the person got caught for, I guess, trying to extort. But, like, that's the move.
Yeah.
Like, Von Miller, yeah. The dude is the fucking Lawrence Taylor 2.0. Like, he's in great shape. Like, it's whatever.
I think he's like, worried about losing a lot of endorsements that he has.
He's probably hung, like, the all outdoors.
No, but, like, I don't think Gatorade is going to drop him because he fucks some woman. So like,
I don't know.
The it's move is just to be like, I'm fucking in great shape and I fuck women.
We live
like,
in
whatever.
Such a puritanical society, though, that it's like none of these, no brands want to be associated with people having like that kind of sex, porno style sex released.
If I had a cock
on the internet,
if I had a cock like Von Miller, I'd put it on my football card.
Yeah, Jesus. I would murder a hobo to have on.
Wait,
I'm just
how
guessing.
Do you guys know?
Well, the guy's like 6'4", 260. Yeah,
true.
I mean, it's just if it's proportioned, it's
and he's not Irish. He's not, like yes. He's
I just feel like
I'm going to take that like if they say you can swap, I'm just going to take the swap without knowing what's behind
door
number 2.
I mean, I'm not positive that Von Miller is not Irish, but I'll take your word for it. okay, Kate, what else is going on?
Lastly, we've got some celebrity baby news. Kelsey Grammer has become a father for the 7th time.
Oh, I'm sure he'll be down on the floor with
the 61-year-old actor's wife, Kate, spelled K-A-Y-T-E for some fucking reason.
Short for Caitlin.
Just gave birth to their son, which the couple named Auden James Ellis Grammer. And the James is for none other than James Taylor.
Ugh.
And Grammer's oldest is 32. So,
you know, the first thing that I was when I was looking for a pick me up a week after the election, the first thing I pulled up for some reason was the video of Kelsey Grammer falling off the stage. It's just for some reason that's the thing that just always makes me feel at ease, like just seeing him just writhing in pain. And I mean, I liked him on Cheers and all, but I enjoy seeing him fall off the stage.
Yeah. I mean,
what was that other show?
Just Frasier.
Yeah, Frasier. That's just the one that made him really rich.
Just get him snipped, dude. Yeah. Just get... And also, this guy's been divorced 3 times, probably. He's given away a fortune.
He is on wife 3 or 4.
Like, you're in your golden years, dude. Like, stop knocking people up.
I think
up.
This is his fourth wife, actually.
Yeah, fourth wife.
Well, she's 35, and they already have 2 kids. My wife was, like, 8. So this is, like, purposely, third child.
Family.
My wife was, like, 8 weeks pregnant with child number 2, and I was like, all right, I need to get snipped right clipped. Away.
Mm-hmm.
Good move.
And then lastly, Blac Chyna and Rob Kardashian have welcomed their first child together, a baby girl named Dream Renee Kardashian.
Dream?
That's a great name.
These people are such fucking
But
idiots.
Then again, her mom is Blac named Chyna. Blac Chyna. Yeah. Right. So I guess everything's on the table when that's
it. Yeah, like why not name her like Blac Junior or something? Like, keep it in the family. All I know is that Blac Chyna, I've looked at pictures of her. She's very fug. And this Rob Kardashian is also not a looker. This poor kid does not have a chance.
That's true. Fugs her parents.
Michelle gets People magazine. And at one point there was a cover and it was like, Blac Chyna and Rob, their love story or something like that. Like we're supposed to take this seriously. She calls herself Blac Chyna. That's not a name.
I like to imagine like years ago, Blac Chyna and Tyga in bed together, joking around about who would infiltrate the Kardashian family and first.
Now it's both. Yeah, now
Tyga has been dating that Kylie for like 4 years. Chyna and Tyga and Blac Chyna were a couple and have a child together. Now she
and Tyga's the one who was like with the underage.
Yeah,
one,
yeah. They're still together, and Black has managed to marry and Rob. Who? Blac Chyna has managed to marry Rob and have his child.
Who is Blac Chyna? Like she's stripper. Done a million stories.
She
but like,
was
what,
a
is she a stripper?
She was like,
or is she like a plus size?
She was like
stripper.
A stripper who calls herself a model. Who was. The girlfriend of that rapper Tyga, and they had a baby together. And then they split up, and now they're both like with Kardashians.
Yeah, all true.
Well, with,
dare to dream.
Yeah, I mean,
could
that money better be worth?
They
it
really
because,
pulled
Jesus,
that. They really pulled that shit service. Off. Those two
could be worse. Donald Trump could be the president.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. He is. Okay, is that it, Kate?
That's it.
Okay, excellent job, everybody.
Wait, is Donald Trump really the president?
I know.
Because I cannot fucking believe it.
Nobody can. It's crazy. It's crazy. Okay. Four.
Lots of buyer's remorse, Kate, buying into the America thing right now.
I'm like, can I go back to Australia?
She's got her Australian citizenship.
Can you adopt and go to Australia like, and adopt
we can
me?
All go. I think I can adopt you.
I think the rules are the same there as they are here. Like I can just be an Australian citizen if I want.
That's true.
And we can adopt you and your family, Ed.
That's true.
I think it's time to roll the dice for you guys. I need an out.
You can come with us. Okay. For Ed Daly, for Kate McManus, I'm Brian Beckner. This has been episode 144 of the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. We will see you next week.
Peace out.